It's scary hours. It's time to say reckless shit.
We've seen the story before.
Big news! The Athletic NBA show will now bring you even more content through the Athletic Audio Plus. Subscribe now for a free 30-day trial via Apple Podcasts to listen to bonus specials, exclusive interviews, Q&As, and more. And after your trial, it's only $1 a month for access to all Athletic Audio, plus bonus content across our entire network of shows. Check out the Athletic NBA show's latest bonus episode now, only on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the Athletic NBA show, Monday through on the Athletic Podcast Network.
I do have a take.
Point of contention.
What are y'all talking about? Y'all hate. Stop hating. Everybody hate.
Welcome to Point of Contention. Five subjects, 5 minutes, 5 points of contention. I'm Zach Harper. That's Jade Hoy producing. Coming up on the show, will Daryl trade 2-5? Confounding Cavs, Lillard's lips are sealed. The ancient Lakers and free agency winners and losers. In this corner, Flint, Michigan native, Pistons expert, Clippers fan, and future author of the book Bad Boy, How Stan Van Was Not the Man. It's James Edwards III. James, the new Kanye, classic or flaccid?
Oh, flaccid. I just skimmed through it. Listen, imagine being the person on this earth that made Diamonds and Diamonds remix, Sierra Leone, whatever remix, and then you just decide, nah, I'm just going to make what I've been making the last 5 years. I'm cool with that. I went back and listened to the Diamonds remix today after somebody forced me to listen to the new Kanye album, which I had no interest in doing.
Forced you?
Diamonds are forever.
Absolutely forced. They're like, just listen. Tell me what you think. I'm like, all right, I'm getting Chinese food. I'll skim it. Then I immediately turned down the Diamonds remix, and I was like, this is as good of a rap song as you can get. And this person chose to go as far away from this as far as possible. And shout out to Kanye, man. People still buy it.
Kanye,
it
doesn't sound like
it. People still love it. It ain't for me.
He's horrible, man.
And I can't do it.
From where he used to be, he changed music, and now he's trying to change it again and just take it back to 1920 or wherever. He's horrible, man. He's so bad. I was mad at myself for listening because I knew it was going to be horrible.
You knew it.
And I still listened to all 27 tracks. What kind of maniac has 27
tracks? There are 27
tracks
on this thing? Yes. I made it through 4 or 5 songs. I was like, I'll get to the other 5 or 6 songs later. I never even looked at the list. Like, I didn't know it was 27 tracks.
It's ridiculous, man. It's long as hell.
What the Drake is going on here?
There were like 3 tracks that were okay.
And in this corner.
Yeah, it was...
Even Jay's beat or Jay's verse on it's gonna be
trash. That beat was trash.
And in this corner, from the hard streets of Springfield, Mass, the Celtics beat reporter, the author of the future book.
Put some respect,
from the
Long Meadow, Mass. Long Meadow, Mass. Right next to Springfield, but Long Meadow, please.
Look, man, I read what the script is, okay? So you're next to the Hall of Fame. You're not at the Hall of Fame. I could not give a fuck about you, Massachusetts.
It's like 7 minutes from the Hall of Fame, probably. I should be in there.
Thank God you corrected it from 5 minutes to 7 minutes. Otherwise, I would have gone there and been like, tried to go to the Hall of Fame. And be like, why is it taking so long? I was told it was 5 minutes.
Why is there a Culver's here?
From the mid-age, the rise and fall of Danny Ainge, it's Jay the Kid King. Jay, is Damian Lillard the greatest NBA rapper of all time?
Yeah, but only because nobody else is any good. Who's better, James?
What? No. T-Hud, baby. Troy Hudson.
Shaq can't stop the rain with Biggie. Is not only the greatest basketball rap song of all time. I'm willing. If James could take 100 songs to a deserted island, Shaq's Can't Stop the Rain with Biggie is one of those 100.
There's no way that's true. Also,
1,000%. That beat is fire.
I will say this. I do think Dame is good.
He is good.
But I'll take Shaq with Foo Schnickens, Can We Rock, over any Dame.
Shaq has some jams.
I can listen to Dame's album all the way through, like song after song. And he's consistent.
He can rap. Yeah, no, he can rap. Like, rap, yeah.
Me and Shaq was cool. Like, a lot of people thought when we was going back and forth, it was like we didn't like each other. But, like, to me, it's just really what I think. Like, I think, you know, people always say, like, man, Shaq got, you know, platinum albums or whatever he got, you know, whatever. But Shaq is, like, a mega star.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He is, like, damn near, like, icon level.
Marvin Bagley's all right, too. Don't sleep.
Shout out to Miles Bridges.
You trying to start that feud back up?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love for that feud to pop back
How
up.
How hard would that be if there was basketball beef battle rap? Like, actual...
Like them actually doing it, them saying the stuff they want to say. Yeah, that would be great. Awesome. That would be a $1 billion idea right there. You could sell a whole other league pass for that. Fortunately, the league is full of cowards when it comes to creativity with the products. All right, Jade, start the clock.
You hear me?
Speaking of cowards,
goddamn cowards.
A matter of when, not if. From The Athletic, Shams Charania. Dateline, August 30th. Since July, the 76ers have conducted expansive discussions with several teams, including Minnesota and Toronto, but neither Timberwolves package nor the Raptors proposals have appealed to the 76ers of yet. Executives believe it's only a matter of when, not if, the all-defensive team stalwart is moved. For now, all signs continue to point to 2-5's career in Philadelphia coming to an end. But, gentlemen, we have breaking news. Give me that sounder, Jade. Breaking news happening right now as we record from Keith Pompey. 2-5 now says he no longer wants to be with the 76ers. Wow!
Sorry, neighbors. Of course he doesn't want to be with the 76ers.
From the Philadelphia Inquirer, 2-5 let it be known that he wants out. In a meeting with the 76ers last week in Los Angeles, 2-5 told team co-managing partner Josh Harris, president of basketball operations Daryl Morey, general manager Elton Brand, and coach Doc Rivers, he no longer wants to remain a Sixer, according to multiple sources. Sources said the three-time All-Star also does not intend to report to training camp. A team spokesman declined to comment. Who could have seen this coming other than everybody as we paid attention to the saga of 2-5? So, James, we'll kick it off with you. What is happening, and are you surprised?
What's happening is just what we all thought was going to happen. It's just taking too long. So now the Philly backs himself into a corner where we've been saying it on various shows for weeks. When people aren't going to, you're not going to get a lot for Ben Simmons. Nobody's, I don't think, salivating at the mouth to go get Ben Simmons. So now when you factor in that he's publicly admitted he wants to leave, only lessens the value. And now, like, you just kind of just got to do it. Like, it's just going to get it should have been done already. If it could have been done, I don't know what's on the table. I don't cover Philly. It should have been done if you could do it. Just get it out of the way. I don't think there's going to be, especially now, there's not going to be a package that trumps anything you've already got offered. So
I don't know that they've gotten a lot of offers. I think they've put out a lot of demands.
And that could be the case,
that's
too.
That's what right? I think.
We need 12
like,
first round picks.
The only offer we saw was Malcolm Brogdon in a first, which, like,
take it.
Come on. What?
Take it. Move on.
Wow.
Seriously. What would you do? I don't have numbers in front of me, but a basis of this.
It's okay. I think the trade will be terrible anyway.
Fred VanVleet and Gary Trent.
No. That's it for two, five stuff.
Those two as the centerpieces.
Is the other stuff Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby?
That's a problem with trading
Ben Simmons.
Is that he is really good. Like, he is a top five defensive player in the league. He's a great passer. He's 6'10", so he fills a lot of defensive holes. Like, he does so much for the 76ers, and yet,
like, make them lose.
He's won them a lot. I don't like defending 2-5 this much today, Zach.
When he gets to the playoffs, he just becomes a pumpkin. And so you have to trade him. He doesn't want to be there because 5 seconds after he died, his teammate and coach were urinating on his dead body. But you have to trade him. But, like, it's tough to get better because you still need a second star to go with Joel Embiid. And he was supposed to be that. He's not that. That's their issue. And they should have traded him 3 years ago when they started to see that those two guys weren't going to work together.
But I, I don't know that I agree it didn't work together or hasn't worked together. They're really good. They, they haven't got out of the second round. For sure, but there are also a lot of like circumstances. There have been injuries. There have been a lot of things. Like Kawhi Leonard beat them, right? Like it's not like they've been a disaster every time. Now, most recently, it was an embarrassing disaster, right, which is why I will not refer to him other than 2-5 on this podcast until he changes that. I know. Yeah, you got a violation. Jade's already got you. I think we should start fining people for saying it.
The 2-5 tip jar.
Like the 2-5 tip jar. And so with that, like, that's the thing. He's really good. I think a lot of teams want him. I think a lot of teams want him. I think the problem is that Daryl Morey is being Daryl Morey and saying, like, I need to win this trade. I need to get as much, because everything got, James, like, everything got thrown out of whack when Drew Holiday went for 4 first rounders, right? Like, it ended up working out. They won the title, but that set the market for, like, oh, this is what you need to get in order to trade a main player of your team. And now, like, Daryl Morey's not going to go under that. He's going to have to, but he doesn't want to go under
that. No, and I agree, and I hear what you're saying, and I think, obviously, you know me, like, it's a little hyperbole, but I also, like, I understand how valuable Ben Simmons is. I understand how good Ben Simmons is, but, like, at the end of the day, for a guy who's most impactful with the ball in his hands and can't score, like, I don't really care what else you can do. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to have if you need the ball in your hands that much and you can't score when it matters most.
Well,
he was castrated.
Well, hold on. Now, I'm not saying he's this, but he can be the same mold in terms of just style of play. That Draymond Green fella doesn't score a whole lot, and he's pretty effective. Now, Benson, we have to change quite a bit in terms of his mentality, but the skill set, the everything, like the way they play, like there's a lot of similarities.
100%. And if that's the role that he gets and embraces, I think it'll look great. But I think from what we've seen so far, I just, like, I would be hesitant to give up a lot for him. Just, I don't know. I guess it just depends on what team I'm running. You got to be able to score, man.
What type of team does he work best funny because on? Like a young team that wants him to be like a franchise piece moving forward? A team like
that's my question.
Blazers that needs like another piece to go with someone. Like, I don't know what the situation is where he works, because he does have such a high ceiling, I guess, but his floor is also very low at the wrong times.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing is, like, I'm defending him here, right?
Even pissing me off.
But I also would never want him on my team because I don't want someone who's afraid of the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
But I recognize some other people maybe think a little more rationally than that. I don't want a guy who's afraid. Like, Jay, where do you want to see him going?
I want to see him in Toronto because I think they do a great job of developing players. I think he fits into like the long, athletic, defensive-minded mold that they've been really good with over the last few years. And I just think he needs to get out of Philadelphia. Like, there's a lot there for Ben Simmons inside of Ben Simmons. But in Philadelphia, he just stagnated. It's clear that, like, his confidence is gone. He needs to go somewhere else and refine all of that.
I think just being home and just being in, you know, a comfortable area of the city, you know, I know.
Where is home? Which city?
Melbourne, for sure.
Is there a part of Melbourne you head to?
Black Bear North. I go down to Goody's Chicken and get some fried chicken and potato cakes. So that's definitely on the checklist.
That's the dream. You know exactly the chicken shop you want to go to. Exactly. Black Bear North.
Yep, exactly.
So what sets it apart? Because they do fried chicken pretty well here, I would think.
It's pretty good, but it's just not the same as, you know, getting gravy on your chips. So it's just one of those things where, you know, it's one of my spots that I love to go to.
James, what if it was, and I think this would work money-wise, but what if it was like Pascal Siakam, Malachi Flynn, maybe one other like solid role player and a first round pick or two? Is that something that is too much for 2-5 if you're Toronto trying to make that work?
I would say that's more like, I don't hate that one, because I also don't think Pascal is, if you're Toronto, given what role you have for Pascal, I think there's a low ceiling there. So,
right.
But in Philly, I like Pascal. I just, so like a trade like that, sure, that's fine. I don't know if Toronto's better, though, I guess. Like, I just don't know.
With Ben Simmons.
Like, I just don't know what he... I know what he brings to a team and to the basketball floor. I think at a point, for somebody that with that much usage, the value's not what... All NBA defense, great, great passer, 6'10", cool. But, like, the value is limited to me if you can't score when it matters most, or at least
shoot,
just be able to create.
Try and layups.
Know. It's hard to put into words.
Yeah, try and layups. That's a tough one to overcome. Yeah, maybe whoever acquires him will be a confusing decision. Speaking of, take two. What are the Cavs doing? Last Friday, the Cleveland Cavaliers landed the biggest remaining free agent on the market, agreeing to a sign and trade to acquire restricted free agent Lauri Markkanen, signing him to a 4-year, $67 million contract. The Cavs sent out Larry Nance Jr. to the Portland Trailblazers and a 2023 second-round pick to Chicago in the trade. Portland trades Derek Jones Jr. and a lottery-protected 2022 first-round pick to Chicago. For some reason, Cavs made that trade, and it gives them an inferior player on a more expensive contract who fits worse. I don't know that Larry Nance Jr. is better than Lauri Markkanen, but he definitely seems to fit what they need more, because they need guys who can play defense, and he doesn't play any defense. So, Jay, are you into this move by the Cavs, getting Lauri Markkanen in this three-way deal, or do you think that this was a mistake?
I kind of like it, and I'm very much in the minority, but I just think that having a big guy who can really shoot the basketball like he can, and he's a 40% shooter, just makes the game so much easier for everybody. And they have a lot of young pieces on the perimeter. They have Sexton, mm-hmm. Garland, Okoro. And I just think having a 40% shooting seven-footer just opens a game up. Now, do I want him keeping Evan Mobley off the court? Absolutely not. Like, do I want him necessarily starting? Probably not. But if for him to, like, have a 25-minute a game role, I think it's not the worst addition ever. I also think he would be looked at differently if he didn't get ruined that 1 year under Jim Boylan. Like, he was not good under Jim Boylan, and I think Boylan kind of stepped on a lot of guys' talent that year.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Jay. Would you forget the contract, right? We're just talking the type of player to help Cleveland try to win, because I believe they're trying to win at this point. Would you rather have Lauri Markkanen on the court or Kevin Love?
Right now, probably Lauri. He can at least move.
Yeah, I think so too.
He can at least move. Yeah, I think Lauri.
At least he looks like he can move.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, he looks like he can. He's young enough
to move.
Yeah, James, this puts Markkanen's money puts him in, I think, like, he makes basically about the same as, like, a Marcus Morris Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, like, the money, I don't think the money's bad. I probably wouldn't have given him 4 years. Like, I don't, like, because I'm not convinced that he's going to be, you know, a good player for them. And right. I do think they have a bit of a logjam in the front court.
Yep.
But they also, like, you know, I said they need to be better on defense, like, and he's not going to help with that. They also sucked on offense. They were a terrible offensive team last year. They're just a bad team.
Yeah.
So maybe just acquiring talent to acquire talent's the move.
And I was going to agree with Jay, and then listening to what you said, Zach, like, you think they're trying to win, which could be the case. I obviously am not sure. But, like, I look at it, and this is a team that shouldn't be trying to win right now. I think they should still be in very much asset accumulation mode, because I don't, we look at Mobley, we like Mobley, but aside from him, we look at everybody else that they have, and we're not sold on any of the young guys that they have.
Right.
And Lauri, at the end of the day, is, while his value and his view, our view of him has changed over the last few years, and like Jay said, I don't think all of it's his fault. He is a young prospect who at least we know is an NBA player, and maybe, possibly, the situation he was in did hinder him. And it's like, you're giving, I don't like the 4 years, but you're giving him a shot. It's a guy who has some upside. I like taking a swing. There's a world in which Evan Mobley can't physically get through a whole season this year. I think he looked a little outmatched physically at times in summer league. Even though he looked good, but why not have another back, a front court option there? A young guy. And if he works out, maybe you can trade him, flip him. Maybe I don't know. I don't hate the move because I in my mind I didn't think Cleveland was trying to win. So why not kind of just gamble and see if you can revive a 7-footer who can shoot 40%?
I will say it does sound bad when you put it like this. They spent $167 million on Jared Allen and Lowry Martin.
Yes.
But Jared Allen's actually good.
But they spent $167 million on the two of them.
Yeah.
And, like, right. Jared Allen.
But the bad money is just in the other guy. Like, Jared Allen, that's a great deal for a starting center in this league who can do what he does. Like, 20 a year, that's
fine.
That's like Miles Turner money.
Yeah, yeah. I don't hate that.
I don't hate either of the moves.
But that is a lot for the front.
Just a lot of money for, like, some limited
and by the way, they owe 34 to Kevin Love. Or something like that. This year and next year.
Is that
and
the most expensive?
He does not want to get bought out.
Nope, he does not want to get bought out.
He would like his money,
give me all
please.
That money. Yeah.
I wonder where they rank in the most expensive front courts. What is that? 200 million?
Yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah. More than that.
They've got to be way up there. Yeah. Wow. Cleveland.
All that for 16
Cleveland
wins.
Cleveland rocks.
Gilbert family willing to spend. None of it good, but willing to spend. All right.
And you never say thank you.
That's what the money is for.
Speaking of spending, where's Damian Lillard going to spend his time? Take three. Where will Dame go? The list of potential destinations for Damian Lillard trade keeps growing by the day. Sixers, Warriors, Celtics, Pelicans. One team we know for sure. Maybe even the Lakers. This week on Complex, while talking about this new album, Lillard was asked to clarify a Twitter exchange which someone predicted he would be with the Lakers by the start of the season. Jade, play the tape!
And when you tweeted, bet a million, I'm like, the guy's giving you the answer.
Right? Well, I mean, he said, I would bet anybody, he said, I would bet anybody that when the season starts, yeah, Dame's going to be playing for the Lakers. And the Lakers just traded for Russell Westbrook, so I'm not going to be playing for the Lakers. Right. We play the same position, so, like, bet a million. Yeah. Like, that's an easy call.
Certainly a nice way of getting some clicks. I'll say that. Get that old clickbait going. James, a lot of teams, a whole lot of smoke. When is Lillard getting moved into Hoopst?
Next summer.
To
Golden State.
Ooh. What? What?
Little Wiseman.
Oh my God. You've been talking to Marcus Thompson too much.
Throwing a little Moses Moody. A little Kuminga. A little C Bucket. Is that. I didn't want to say his nickname. Sorry.
Is it K Bucket?
What if we just called him Jonathan Kuminga? What if we just called him that?
Jonathan Kuminga.
I love how you said part of his nickname. You tried to avoid the nickname, but brought it up anyway.
You said the worst part of it.
And then I didn't even say the right letter.
No.
But no, quietly, as Golden State is trying to win, they are acquiring some interesting assets. And Dame wants to get home. Let's do Steph and Dame as they both ride out into the sunset. Who doesn't want to see that?
That would be weird. I mean,
definitely not
that
opposing defenses.
Weird.
That's 180 a game. And 180, 179 Warriors.
Yeah. That would be a real weird fit. Jay, where do you want to see Dame going? And do you think that he will? Like, when do you think he's going to pull the trigger? Because everyone assumes that this trade request is going to happen. Or if it has happened, it will be allowed to be public soon. When do you think this is going to, like, come to light?
It's going to happen a year from now. I think right now it's too close to the season. He would have done it already if he was going to do it right now. But Portland has screwed this up time and time again. He clearly put pressure on them. He put urgency on them to change the roster. What did they do? Like, they picked up Larry Nance, fine. But that's not a roster that's going to win anything. And Dame has to be sitting there like, I did whatever I could. I've made it well known that I don't like what's going on here. They did change their coach, but they need to change the roster. They need to trade McCollum. Honestly, they need to try that before they lose Dame instead. I would have traded McCollum a while ago because I just don't think you can win in the NBA with two guys who are that small in the backcourt and that defensively challenged in the backcourt. It just doesn't work. It's never going to work to the extent of a championship. And I think that they bungled that by holding on to McCollum as long as they did, and they haven't done enough to please Dame, and so he's gone 1 year from now.
Can I ask you guys a question? Sorry, Zach. Mm. What's the best CJ get you? Just like, of course, hypothetically.
2-5.
I mean, it should.
Yeah, that's a great. If you can get 2-5 for CJ, that's
trade
an
for
amazing
both teams.
Return. Yeah. That's an amazing return. I'd actually kind of rather see CJ and 2-5 team up.
Ooh.
And throw Dame to Philly.
Philly.
I wouldn't mind that.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Dame
I'd like
Philly
to see CJ
fun.
in a lead guard role. Like full-time lead guard role.
That, I agree.
He's so good.
I've always thought that was how he should be used.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, he's not the playmaker that Dame is, obviously, and he's not the scorer either. But, like, man, that dude could get 30 a game on a pretty solid team.
Yep. He's one of my favorite players to watch because he's, like, 6'2", not very athletic, and just cooks everyone. He should not be able to just
iso
guys and shoot people's faces off, but he does it.
He snakes around those pick and rolls and navigating that cover so well. Like you said, James, everything is so smooth with him. It's incredible. I can't believe you guys aren't building the propaganda of let's get Dame to the Knicks. That's what I want. I really want Dame to the Knicks.
I hate
for what?
We are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Just get them in the garden. Let's get the Knicks to be good. All right. I know they had a good year.
I want the Knicks to matter.
I want the Knicks to matter. Dame would make them matter. We need the Knicks to be a household name for good and not for
the
jokes.
Knicks aren't built
we
to
just
matter.
Do.
They're not.
We
they're
don't.
Not meant to matter. They're meant to be close to mattering every 10 years.
You ever heard of the 90s, J. King? They mattered then. They were built to matter then.
They're the Cowboys. Everybody just loves them. They ain't done shit.
Without championships, though.
Without championships,
all the championships
right.
came in the 70s.
Yeah, that's disrespectful true. Exactly. to Emmitt Smith.
What?
Disrespectful yes, to Emmitt Smith.
Troy 30 Aikman, years Michael ago.
Yeah, we're talking. Yeah. People talk about the Cowboys.
I mean, you just
still
brought up the 90s.
That's true. It's kind of like the Celtics, really, if you think about it. One title in the last, like, 35 years or whatever it is.
That's true.
It's rough, you know? Always killed me when Rajon Rondo said, "We're here, we hang banners here." And I was like, "Well, you hang banner, singular." I mean, that's really what you do there.
Are they still Rajon hanging up Atlantic Division banners? And
oh, there's nothing. There is not a more
it's the
loser
grossest
move as a franchise than to hang a singular "We won this division" banner. Like if you have them like grouped on a banner, right, and just like, "Hey, we won it in these years." Like that's
fine.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
that
I think
works.
Even that
individual
should be,
like, for each year.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves have the 2003-2004 Northwest Division Championship banner hanging in the rafters. I'm like, you guys, this does not compare to the Lynx Championship banner.
Troy
you
Hudson.
Can't put that up.
Get
it's
that
so disrespectful.
Down.
Second Troy Hudson reference of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's got to be
also Derek Martin. People forget that Derek Martin was the starting point guard once Sam Cassell hurt his hip by pretending he had abnormally large testicles after making a big shot.
I haven't heard Derek Martin's name in so long.
Do your balls hang low?
Oh.
Ding-a-ling, goddamn, find a woman if you can. If you can't find a woman, find a clean old man. If you're ever in Gibraltar, take a flying go at Walter. Can you do the double shuffle when your balls hang low? Do your balls hang low? Do they swing to and fro?
Can you tie them in a knot?
Can you tie them with a bow?
Can you throw them o'er your shoulder like a continental soldier? Can you do the double shuffle when your balls hang low? Ding-a-ling, goddamn, find a woman if you can. If you can't find a woman, find a clean old man. If you're ever in Gibraltar, take a flying go at Walter. Can you do the double shuffle when your balls hang low?
Yeah, that's been a while.
He wants... It was the end of a Kings game. I remember this because I was watching with my friends. This had to have been late 90s. End of a Kings game. And he was sent to the free throw line to ice it. And the other team called a timeout on him.
I think between free throws. And so he came back and he knocks down the second one, ices the game. And he started, this is the first time I ever saw ice water in my veins. He was yelling at the other team, ice water in my veins. So in my mind, Derek Martin invented ice water in my veins.
John Krasinski, we need oral history.
We do need
oral history on that.
Of the ice water in my veins.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of busy here.
You got hot sauce in your brain. Ice water in your veins. You can roll your
eyes. All right, speaking of Rajon Rondo, take four. Rondo back in L.A. again. Back with the Lakers again. The Los Angeles Lakers will sign Rajon Rondo to a one-year, $2.6 million contract once he clears waivers. Rondo agreed to a buyout, and he will make his full $7.5 million salary between his buyout and the new deal with the Lakers. He's joining a stable of aging all-stars on the Lakers roster. LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony, Marcus Gasol, Rajon Rondo, all all-stars in 2012, the season before Anthony Davis came to the NBA. Average age of the Lakers current roster is 32.4 years old, the oldest of any NBA team. So, Jay,
that's so old.
Yay or nay to the grandpa squad?
No.
What?
I mean, are they going to be good? Yes, of course. They have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Are they going to be fascinating? Yes, absolutely. Will they win a title? I don't think so. I think the Russ thing is going to be just not a good mix. I don't like the fit there. I think they should have gone with someone who would make life easier for LeBron and Anthony Davis instead of clashing with them on their own team. And then, but I do, like, they have a lot of useful players. They're signing Rondo. Like, Rondo was, what, their fourth best player in the title run 2 years ago? And it was a weird bubble year, but he could help. They, like, they have a lot of guys. Kendrick Nunn. There aren't many guys on that roster who are, like, totally out of the question for legitimate significant playoff minutes.
Spring is the best time to add new challenges to your training just in time for summer and warmer days. I know I'm looking outside right now. Sun's out, birds are chirping. It's time to start getting outside. I know that I like to get outside and play basketball with my kids. And honestly, I need to get into a fitness routine in order to keep up with these guys. And Peloton is there for me. Peloton's varying class lengths were designed with your training plan in mind. Personalize your workout, whether you'd like to add a 10-minute core session at the end of your strength class, or take a 60-minute power zone ride to increase your endurance. Peloton classes are designed to help focus on your needs and goals. Peloton's classes were made to challenge you. There are a variety of classes like boot camps, boxing, full body strength, or marathon training, all created to grow your skills or push you to improve in what you're already excelling in. Peloton's program and instruction push you to be your best. Their expert coaches and nonstop vibes will push you to new levels of strength and endurance, keeping you on your toes while giving you the professional coaching you need. Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Whether you prefer to run indoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get your head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
James, so maybe this is just me, about to turn 40 during this upcoming season, or maybe there's some science behind this, but I don't think the age thing, being too old in the NBA as a team, I don't really think it matters anymore, simply because training, medical stuff, like, everything has become so advanced. Like, it's the reason why Chris Paul can still be so good. It's the reason why LeBron James can still be so good. Now, not everyone's pouring the money into their body that LeBron is, but I do think we're still stuck in an old mindset, an archaic mindset when it comes to, like, oh, this team's so old.
No, I think that's a good point. Before I go any further, are you really turning 40 this year?
January, baby.
You look good, man. I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah, most people think because I'm so mature, they can't see that that I'm almost 40 years old, but yeah.
I would have guessed like 35.
Can we mute Jay before he chimes in on this? Yeah,
go ahead. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you live.
No, I think you make
not
a good
for long.
Point.
I'm about to turn 40. I'm almost dead, man.
You're almost out of here. I think you make a good point. Like, yes, with the way that sports goes and training and medicine, like, you can play a long time. With that said, This Lakers team is gross. It is.
Gross.
I can't believe you guys are so down on the Lakers, man. This team's going to be amazing.
I've never been a Russ fan, and I think packaging him with the cast in LA is going to be trouble. Like, I just don't think it's going to fit well at all. I think Anthony Davis is at some point, I'm going to knock on wood because I don't want anybody get hurt, but he's going to miss significant time. It's going to happen.
Right.
Can LeBron carry a corpse is a strong word. A roster full of guys.
What's a nice way of saying corpse though? If corpse is strong.
It was going to get rated R. I just look at this team and I just wonder, like, I don't know. It's like contradicting what I said at the beginning. I get what you're saying with the medical stuff and time and you can play when you're old, blah, blah, blah. I just look at him. It's like when playoff time comes, I think there's going to be wacky chemistry. I think it's going to be a weird situation. And I think they just don't have an interesting team to me. Like, I just honestly don't think it's that interesting of a team.
See, I think it's fascinating because Russ trying to fit with LeBron and AD is going to be so strange. It's going to be absolutely bizarre. And I want to see it. I'm very intrigued.
You
want to
see a bunch of clanked jumpers? It's going to be
clanked. Man, this team's going to be so good. This team's going to be so good.
Hot take.
This team's going to win 60 games.
Six seed.
Now that Zach's just about 40, he just wants the old dudes to win.
I don't understand why I became on trial here. I don't know why this is why we're attacking me on this one. This seems like a very reasonable take by me.
How good do you think they're going to be? You really
think they're going to be the one seed in the West? Yeah, they're going to be. They're going to is. I mean, as long as they're healthy, right? Yeah. Like if AD goes down for an extended period or LeBron, like maybe LeBron is starting to break down, right? Maybe that ankle injury is the start of stuff. So yeah, I have a little bit of concern about that. But as we saw with the Nets, when you have three of those guys, and granted, Russ is a drop off from the other two, but when you have three of those guys, one of them always being available just gets you through the slog of the season, and I think that's going to matter.
I agree, but I also think the difference in the Brooklyn situation is it's three guys who, if you take it, they all take jumpers. I think we all feel good they're going in. And
they all make the game other easier way, for each other because of that.
Yeah, and then in LA, I think we agree that if all three of those guys take jumpers, I think we all kind of assume it's not going in.
Well, like low-key Anthony Davis, not a great
Yeah, shooter. That's what I'm saying. Like, right? Anthony, like that's, yeah. that's like the low key. Everyone thinks AD could shoot. No, AD really hasn't been hitting jumpers.
He's good for like 15.
Yeah.
Like, he's really good for like
20.
But yeah, that deeper shot. Yeah,
it's super overrated. Yeah, I guess
maybe the variants will bring them back to the bubble in 2022 and we can get that energy going for AD shooting.
And I don't think the defense is going to be as good as it's been in years past. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, they're older. They're that's older fine. And creakier for sure. And they just have some weird, like, Kendrick Nunn, Malik Monk. Like,
those are the young guys.
It's such a weird team.
Shout out to
team.
Wayne Ellington.
Like, what a strange team. But I also think at the end of the day, it comes down to, can LeBron James and Anthony Davis be two of the top five players for 25 games in the playoffs? And if they can and stay healthy through that, then they'll have as good a chance as anyone, except maybe the Nets. But if they can't, then they have no shot regardless.
All right. Take five free agency grades. Fellas, all the major free agents have found new homes. Sorry, Garrison Matthews, for the shade there. Teams are prepping for the start of training camp next month. It's time to assess who are the winners, who are the losers. James, give me a winner of free agency and a loser of free agency.
All right. I'm going to get killed for this. Winner, Chicago Bulls.
Winner. Wow. A winner.
Whoa.
Simply because I am all for the team that is tired of being poop and trying to be good. And it's like, that's just, we've added another team that's interesting to watch. It might not work. It probably won't work, but I'm going to watch some Chicago Bulls basketball.
James is hyped that they went from diarrhea to just regular shit.
I like Lonzo. DeMar, as much as we hate on the contract, DeMar, you can make the case, played maybe his best season of his career last year player.
He was great last year.
He was great last year. It's an interesting worst the team he came from. What the hell are the Spurs doing?
Who knows? Who knows?
I like that. But
the Spurs.
But back to the Bulls. I liked everything they did until the DeMar thing. Like Lonzo, I liked that. Caruso, I liked that. They made moves to, I thought, get better defensively with pieces that made sense next to LaVine and Vucevic. And then they went and they traded multiple picks so that they could sign DeMar DeRozan for what, $90 million? I don't know how they're going to get a stop. I have no clue how they're ever going to get a stop. They might score. That might work offensively. I'm not 100% sure it will work offensively, by the way, but it might. But defensively, it won't. I'm shocked that that's your winner. I like it, though. It's good podcast material. Good content.
Yeah.
It's chaos. That's what it is. That is.
Who's your winner, Jay?
The Heat. The Heat.
This I mean, like
that's the Heat better. Because here's my reasoning for the Heat. Obviously, Lowry is older. I don't know if it puts him over the top, but that's one of the moves that could push a team over the top. Like, and then they got PJ Tucker. They're going to be super tough at the end of games. Go. You knew I had to get my PJ Tucker.
Where's Monchar? Where's
Monchar?
They went and got Markieff Morris.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let me tell you. Also, this is going to be someone Jay loves. Omer, Yurt 7. This, like, backup big man that they brought in.
He did some stuff in
this summer. This dude by midseason is going to be balling.
Hooper? All right, I'm going to do the YouTube Hooper. Clips.
He's going to be balling.
He'll probably...
Future Ukrainian League MVP. Like, this dude is going to hoop.
Maybe, but I just think the Lowry move... Like, that's a step up for them. And then it gives them a closing lineup that has Bam, Jimmy, Tucker, Duncan Robinson, and Lowry. And I think that is going to be very tough to beat at the end of games. And
I'm not mad at that pick.
Yeah. Probably better than the Bulls.
You know who had a quiet offseason I liked? And it was the most subtle possible.
I mean, after Chicago was your winner, I have no idea. How to
I don't
guess
know where this
is. Just go 45 minutes. I liked Milwaukee's. Like, I don't know why, but I really liked adding Grayson Allen.
Semi Ojeleye guy.
And Semi Ojeleye. I like Semi as like a PJ replacement. I like Grayson as like an NBA player. Like, I don't know.
Did they get Rodney Hood too?
Yes.
And they got Rodney Hood.
And then adding DiVincenzo back.
They brought
will
back George Hill.
They low key added some good pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. As and they got Bobby Portis back on a steal. Yeah.
Exactly. Shout out to that's my pick.
James finally picked a winner.
He said a lot of things before he picked a winner.
Hot take: Bulls finish with more wins than Lakers. All right, sign us up.
Whoa!
That's it. I mean, athletic podcast. Listen to them all. Good Lord, James.
We out here.
The Bulls were going to be my loser.
Literally, my only pick was for them. Reason for picking them is I just wanted to watch how the fuck that works.
My favorite part is he was like, you know what? The Lakers are super boring. I don't even want to watch LA. And they're like, you know who I do want to watch?
It's scary hours. It's time to say reckless shit.
Let's sing it again, boys.
All right, then.
Ting-a-ling. God damn, find a woman if you can. If you can't find a woman, find a clean old man. If you're ever in Gibraltar, take a flying over Walter. Can you do the double shuffle when your balls hang low?
Don't forget to keep an eye out for the Daily Ding this week on the Athletic NBA Show channel, a super quick recap of the news and events in the NBA. Dave DeFoor and Keith Parrish will be doing way too early predictions, East and West, and much more right here on the Athletic NBA Show.